could get on another. Didn't not have nothing like no grades or anything like that, you see. But when you got where you could read all right, you went on to the 5th, 6th, and 7th readers, you see, and went on through Davies Arithmetic and Spanish and Blueback Spelling. You didn't have no certain grade, but when you got to certain words, you was in a certain class, you see. And when you come back to school next year, you started where you got to. And you said each one of those words, you start them off with 2 letters, and with 3 letters, and 4 letters, and then the syllables, you see. You have many words with so many syllables to them, you see. And they made you spell all those words or syllable at a time and pronounce it as you spell it.
That's
sure was a good education. Yeah, it sure was good. You know, them old folks didn't like it when they done away with that Davies arithmetic and arithmetic. And it had some history back then. It seemed like that's maybe that that reader was the main thing. Mm-hmm. And they had some good readers too. They'd make you observe every one of them marks and everything. Spell just right and everything.
Did you study mostly American history?
Yeah.
How did people refer to the war? Did they call it the Civil War, the war between the states, or what?
Civil War, I think most is what it went by then. And that World War I tore the entire the country off. He's got all the boys. Lots of them never did come back.
Mm-hmm. When you went to school, what states did you consider to be the South?
Anything below the Mason-Dixon line was the southern states. Tennessee, I think, was the first to know the line, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And all the southern states from there was the South.
Was Arkansas and Texas considered the South?
I really don't know, but I believe it was. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. See, that is way before my time. My daddy was born in 67 after the war in 64, 5, and 6 and all that. And he didn't know much about it either. Granddaddy got into it just a little bit, I think, when his old grandpa and Grandpa Gamble went to the war, left his family, and stayed right for a while, I don't know how long, but pretty good while, but finally come on back. All right, if you come back. But a lot of them never did come back.
Well, sir, do you have anything else you'd like to add? Did you have anything else you'd like to add to
this? No, I don't think of anything.
This,
sure, I need to get them clothes in.
Yeah, I've got them, get them in.
Do you have anything you'd like to add? To?
No, I talk too much now.
I certainly enjoyed myself, and I hope I didn't stay too long. That's the thing, because I could stay here a week and listen.
Nothing nobody can do this kind of weather much but stay in. We try to take care of ourselves, because our children all get these from us.
I see.
What'd you do, burn your hand?
3 yellow jackets stole me. Found my hands for
you. Oh, is that right?
Keep a little ice. They go.
Where'd you get them?
I was trying to kill them.
Well, you ought to let them alone. They kill you.
you mentioned the weather. If you have a really cold morning, cold but sunny, how did you describe in the old days a morning like that? You say it's just right.
Well, as a rule, you put on a big stick of wood sometimes during the day that would burn down and not be burning at bedtime enough to catch out anything. And you'd bury them coals in the ashes. As she saw this morning, you had a big fireplace and big sticks of wood. And you'd bury them coals in a big stick of wood as much so as you could in those ashes. Next morning, all you do is uncover that and lay your kindling there, and you got a fire started.
Yeah, that didn't answer his question. That's what he asked.
Yes,
sir, what did you call?
What would you call a morning that's pretty cold but sunny? Would you call it airish, or what is a good word for that?
Cold, clear morning if the sun was shining.
Airish was a pretty good word.
Yes, it's airish, all right, with plenty of wind.
And if you had a cloudy, rain.